WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. Bad weather in Central Texas means almost 2,000 youth soccer players and their families are in Aggieland this weekend.
Recent flooding in the San Marcos and Wimberley areas forced the South Texas Youth Soccer Association to postpone their 52-team state finals tournament. College Station tourism manager J.D. Wood says STISA has a good relationship with the city, so they reached out for help.
The thought process was if the weather's fine, which is actually how it has been, they'd be able to use Veterans Park, and our facility is large enough to take care of the event for them. Or with the partnerships from the College Station ISD, Rec Sports, we have 8 combined synthetic fields in the community. So you have the 2 at Veterans Park, 1 at each high school, as well as the 4 on campus. So that would be 8 fields, which give them basically, no matter what the weather is, they were going to be able to host their event this weekend and complete their season, so everybody would be happy.
Wood also thanked the CVB for arranging hotels and the Brazos Valley Soccer Association for organizing volunteers to help with the tournament. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The cities of Bryan and College Station can do more with money collected from visitors staying in those local hotels. State Representative John Rainey says that was among the local bills passed in the final days of the legislative session.
Both cities wanted to use hot funds for expansion and construction of new athletic facilities in the communities, and that was prohibited by the current law. So we were able to pass a law that would allow that. Matter of fact, my friend Drew Darby from out of San Angelo says, well, why don't we do that for everybody? It looks like it's a good deal. And it may be, but that's just another way to divide money. And if you don't have the kind of money that we have, we're fortunate to have here, then it might not be such a good idea.
The Bryan City Council is scheduled to hear a staff presentation on the local administration of collecting and spending hotel occupancy tax money during a workshop next Tuesday. By the end of the year, the U.S. House could be considering legislation to end a ban on exporting American crude oil. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he and Joe Barton of Ennis are pushing an initiative that is considered a political hot potato.
This ban was put in place in the mid-70s during the middle of the Arab oil embargo. And essentially what it is, it's a sanction, an internal sanction that keeps us from selling our oil on the world market. At the same time, the president is trying to lift the sanctions for Iran. Well, that makes no sense.
Flores says lifting the ban would result in overseas refineries reducing what they charge for their finished products, which in turn would lower domestic fuel prices. 3 months after being released from prison to probation for possessing child pornography, a College Station man is back in jail. According to the arrest report, 61-year-old James Daves Peterson took his probation officer and College Station police to a storage unit. Officers seized 172 pages with 471 photos of children ranging in age from infants to 12 years old. Last year, Peterson entered a plea agreement to possessing child porn, where he served 5 months in prison before he was released in February to serve 10 years probation and register as a sex offender. WTAW News Time, it's going to be 7:10, 71 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner at News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme. For quality that lasts, where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Gabe Bach here with Jason Rollo of Rollo Insurance Group. Jason, tell me your story a little bit.
Well, Gabe, I was given a work ethic very early by my parents. I'm very blessed to have good parents. My wife is in the same situation. I was raised in the insurance business. My mom and my wife's mother were both retired teachers. Her dad's a football coach. And basically, we just learned how to work early. Went to work growing the insurance agency and really with good people. I believe the key to growing a business is having good people. And then, of course, also, I'm blessed to have a wonderful family. My wife and I, we've been blessed to be married 20 years. We have 4 wonderful kids. As you know, my oldest is big into basketball. He'll be a senior next year. My youngest, who's coming out of 8th grade, is also into basketball. And 2 girls, one's involved in soccer. And so just very involved with family and church and community. And that's kind of how we've approached life and how we've grown our business.
Find yourself a good insurance agent. Stop by and have a face-to-face conversation with Jason Rollo of Rollo Insurance Group, University Drive East across from Veterans Park. Go to RolloInsurance.com. It's 2 L's, RolloInsurance.com.
Property experts at Selling Lifestyles, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Good morning. It's about 712. Our weather is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Sunshine and warm right through the weekend as high pressure remains in place across the region. All that sun today leading to a high right around 90. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will fall back to 70. Sunshine again tomorrow. We're very warm. Highs will be 90 to 95 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy with a low around 70. On Sunday, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine. High temperatures on Sunday are going to be around 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll look at your sports here in a bit with A&M baseball getting ready, or actually they're already in Fort Worth, getting ready for the Super Regional, and Aggie supporters have kind of already won up to TCU.
Well, hey, first come, first serve.
That's what I'm saying. We'll have more on that. Bombers come from behind and win yet again. They're 3-0 on the young season. We'll have an update on the NBA playoffs and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 7:50.
Playgrounds for seniors have caught on in Asia and Europe and beginning to make their way to North America. Parks include low-impact exercise equipment, such as elliptical machines, static bikes, body flexors, and are intended to help promote balance and flexibility.
It's because they've got room. The kids are inside playing Xbox. They can do something with the parks.
Right. Another benefit of the senior parks is they serve as a community gathering spot. Huh. Interesting. Wonder if that can work over here. I guess they're going to give it a shot.
Well, they kind of already have.
Hmm.
Well, in that, you know, you go to some of the parks and they've got exercise equipment in and around things that are already here, and that's right here in the Brazos Valley.
Yeah, that's true. Well, again, you know, low-impact stuff, that's good. Helps the seniors stay healthy. All right, I hope that nobody out there is part of this, but the monster that is the Kardashians. Now, I'm not, you know, I don't do their, we just don't talk about them. No reason to. Except for this. It appears that Disneyland will be closed on June the 15th.
What?
Yes.
Closed?
Yeah, be closed that day so that Northwest can have his, I guess, is it a he? Kanye West kid, is that a he?
I wouldn't know.
The child that is Northwest.
I believe it's a boy.
Okay. I forget gender directions.
Okay. His or her second birthday.
They've closed Disney for the kid's birthday?
Yes, they rented the entire park. So, there you are.
Well, if you can afford it.
And again, the monster that has been created. They're closing Disneyland so that kid can have his...
Something You Should Know episode this morning.
Yeah, that's you're right.
About parents doing too much for their kids.
Yep. By the time that child is 13, what are they going to want, you know?
Well, when I was 2, you bought Disneyland for me, rented Disneyland for me. What are you doing now?
So I don't know if you heard, and they do this from time to time, Southwest Airlines has fare sales.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about this one?
No.
Okay. Well, the fare sale went nationwide on Tuesday, and they priced flights, their shortest flights, $49 one way, which meant, obviously, round trip would be like $100. Well, they've had to extend it for an extra day because they basically just bogged the entire system down.
Oh,
with
geez.
So many people responding to this.
I'd heard about the sale, but not the bogging the
system
down.
Well, the spike in traffic to their website is the result of the what they're calling their broad fare sale that they launched on Tuesday. Those short flights, again, $49. The sale includes nonstop flights on Southwest's longer routes, with prices of $99, $129, and $149, roughly pegged on how far it is. It was supposed to end at midnight last night, but they said they had to extend it to today because there were so many people trying to get into the site.
Well, that's pretty awesome.
It is. If you're going as a couple or more than one, don't expect to sit next to that person, but that's okay. I mean, at that kind of price, that's probably an all right thing.
Yeah, you can live
with that.
See
you when I get there.
Yeah. And this is, and while we're talking about airline travel, this is kind of a neat story. LaGuardia Airport yesterday, plane gets delayed, supposed to be going to Orlando, got delayed for 6 hours, but rather than just sit around On the plane were supposed to be the Broadway cast of The Lion King and Aladdin. And they basically did a Broadway battle, and they alternated doing songs right there in LaGuardia Airport. It's out there on YouTube if you want to see it. Kind of fun. I mean, you could walk away from it if you wanted to, too. But, I mean, that's better than sitting around chewing on things and being angry about being delayed, because, after all, being delayed is part of the problem. Yeah. If you have a flight that's $49 one way, how much will you put up with?
A lot.
Yeah, that's probably
a
right.
A lot.
Yeah. Not that they try to do that, but I think the amount that you pay does have something to do with it. And then, of course, you can always kick up a fuss by sitting next to somebody going, yeah, it's only cost me $49. What did it cost you? See, that's not a good thing.
That's just mean.
Yeah, don't be asking people what they paid for their friend. Okay. The Tommy gun. You know what I'm talking about?
Thompson submachine gun.
Okay. The Bonnie and Clyde used it. You know, it was on the Untouchables, all that kind of stuff. Well, now a Kansas Sheriff's Department wants to sell their Tommy guns to raise money so that they can buy modern guns for their department.
Why on earth do they have Tommy guns?
Yeah, exactly. Well, while the gun is considered a one-of-a-kind kind of deal, the sheriff knows how badly modern equipment is needed, so he's working on auctioning off the firearm. Pretty cool. I mean, take what you got and make the most of it.
They're original and aged,
yeah,
those could be worth a pretty good chunk of change.
Yeah, they could. That might work. 7:18, so later on this morning, the worst chain restaurant foods for you. Okay, the restaurants that are doing the worst for you when it comes to putting that food out in front of you, so that you know. And while we're talking about that, we've discussed this, that Olive Garden, you know, did the breadstick sandwich thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because after all, everybody loves their breadsticks. If I say Marilyn Haggerty, do you know who that is?
I do not.
Okay. This is the food critic from Grand Forks, North Dakota. Back in 2012, she was, you know, worked for this little newspaper.
Oh, yes.
She went and wrote a rave review about Olive Garden,
yeah,
which went viral. Remember that?
I do now.
Okay. And obviously, and it was, you know, it's this sweet old lady just talking about how wonderful it is at Olive Garden, and it kind of made her a celebrity. Well, they've brought her back. She's out here again sharing her thoughts now on the breadstick sandwich. She says the sandwich, quote, it's a lot to eat. That away, hon.
That's awesome.
In the review written as a letter to her sister Shirley, she seems to enjoy the sandwich, but would really prefer the restaurant just left things the way they were. She said, I don't know about you, Shirley, but I've always enjoyed those skinny breadstick buns with the soup and the salad that they have at the Olive Garden. To me, the basic lunch of soup and unlimited breadsticks and salad is good. These new buns may be better, but they're kind of big. Sort of like the original thinner version, but I still like them better. Thank you, Marilyn.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is. That's fun. That's a good
thing. That's like a normal person's critique, though.
Yes, and that's, I think, probably the reason it went viral the first time around, because of that. Because that's what it is. It's just like normal folks. A New York man thought the Powerball winner had already been found, when in fact he had the winning ticket worth $136 million. Tacked up in his basement behind a pipe, and it was there for 6 weeks. 56-year-old plumber matched all six numbers from the March 14th Powerball jackpot, playing the numbers that he'd used before. He said they really don't have any specific meaning or anything. He blames the delay between the drawing and realizing that he was a multimillionaire on a simple conversation with a friend a few days after the numbers were pulled. She told him the winning ticket was bought at a store nearby. He said, well, that's where I buy my ticket. But she added that she had heard that a school teacher had won, so he figured it wasn't his lucky day, and that was that. Until he finally pulled it down and looked at the numbers. $136 million later. Not bad.
No.
Pretty happy day.
Yes.
Oh, we didn't talk about this in the political segment earlier this morning. I was wrong about Governor Perry's tie yesterday.
Oh.
He went with the light blue tie.
Light blue.
See, I thought he would go with the red tie, you know, to to be kind of aggressive on it, but he went with a light blue tie.
So is he going after the light blue states?
I'm not sure. And what I'm also wanting to know is, why did he do it at an airport hangar in Addison? Do we have any idea?
Not a clue.
All right. Because that's where Hannity was broadcasting from?
Oh.
Was he? Is that right? Did he do that?
Absolutely.
Oh, really? Apparently, he's been the de facto guy to announce your campaign with.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, he likes that. Well, he's been on with him a lot. He has.
Truth be known, though, the interview with Hannity was pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah. No, I'm sure they were all set up questions.
Hannity has done a really good job of giving these people an opportunity to sort of have a free form presentation of themselves, and he does it for every candidate.
Well, I think that's a great thing.
As far as education, I love it.
Yeah, that's one of the things that, you know, we try to do here, and
sure,
to give the opportunity for elected people to have a discussion that's more than 30 seconds long. And
uh-huh.
So, you know, we with that being the case, I'm glad that he's doing that on a national level.
I was pleasantly surprised.
Blah, blah, blah.
I thought I heard an additional
person. Is he here for
person.
Donut Day?
I brought donuts.
Hey!
And it is Donut Day. I went wandering into the donut store at Shipley's, and the Salvation Army are giving away a free donut.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Free donut, a free glazed donut to anyone who comes through today, because it's the Salvation Army Donut Day.
What are you doing in here? You have a studio to be
donuts.
In.
There's donuts in the break room.
Oh, all right. God. I mean, we got a radio show to do. We're going to be gone.
Well, I mean, it's
done in 3.5 minutes. Can you not wait 3.5 minutes?
For a donut?
It is donuts.
No.
Don't they feed you at home?
Look at me. Does it look like I miss many donuts?
Don't they feed you at home? I don't know if you heard yesterday, Uri was in here.
Yeah.
And
donut burger.
Donut burger.
Donut burger.
We have a donut burger. I mean, who knew? I had no idea.
I was. You know, you and I were at
Cellucor
Field
last
night.
We were, yeah.
And I noticed that there weren't very many unsold spaces out there.
No.
Uri is a fine member of the ABC Close.
Yeah.
Always be closing.
This guy. Right?
That's the guy.
But again, as I said to somebody, it's kind of like when you bring him on the air, it's kind of like bringing a wet poodle into the room. I mean, it's just hard to get him settled down.
No, you just start him. you just start him and...
That's it, right.
Actually, you could go for donuts once you get Uri started.
Yeah,
that's right.
I just come back. Okay, did I miss anything? No.
No. Let's talk about the bobbers, Uri.
Yeah.
Okay. Be back in a few minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But anyway, that's good. It's fun. We had fun last night. There was a nice breeze at the ballpark.
It was pleasant.
Yeah,
it was actually pleasant, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure how happy the players were.
Well, I understand that the people down on Maverick did cause quite a kerfuffle over this. Their poor officiating of the game.
It's supposed to be a fun game.
Yeah, but you get the call right, and they missed two calls on the same play.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
That's why That's why Mel was nearly in tears when she came up to see us.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a, you know.
Oh, I thought she was just trying to make me feel guilty.
No, I'm ripping her on the PA system, and, you know, and then what's his name? Drake just threw the game. I mean, that's all there is to it. So
it's a tie. You can't throw a tie.
Well, you make it a tie.
You make it a tie, yeah.
Well, yeah.
You ever seen that commercial about the bartender who flips the switch in the TV?
Oh, yeah.
Buffalo Wild Wings
ad. Yeah, Buffalo Wild Wings mm-hmm. ad, yeah. I'm just saying, I think we basically had one of those situations.
It was a tie.
That's
Everybody
right.
How'd you put it? They used the jaws of life to separate the trophy.
Rip the trophy apart so that each of them could have a part of it. Anyway, it was a great, great, good time. Well, thank you so much for donuts this
Yay!
Morning. We really appreciate
mm-hmm.
that.
Do you know how many times I had to go in to get 2 dozen free donuts?
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as 1 in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Good morning, it's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyard and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com, and here we go. It's going to be nice just continuing what we're doing. That's high temperatures in the 90s, low temperatures around 70, and no mention of rain.
really until we stretch it out till Tuesday, and right then it's only a 20% chance of showers. So kind of enjoy it. Winds will be out of the south at about 5 to 10 miles an hour today. Again, high right around 90, lows around 70s for the next 5 days. Humidity's 87% right now. We have fair skies, and it's 71 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
We have some Baltimore news today, and it is not about the out-of-control homicide rate there following the riots. The ACLU and a bunch called a Public Justice Center have filed legal papers asking a judge to reopen a lawsuit against the state of Maryland. Now, they claim the substandard conditions at Baltimore's notorious city jail violate the Constitution and public health laws. According to AP, the jail is infested with cockroaches and mice. The showers are moldy and the toilets are broken. Medical care is poor or non-existent. It's reported that inmates suffering from HIV and diabetes are not given their medications. In fact, a legal motion claims that an inmate died after going without his high blood pressure meds. The motion describes the jail as, quote, a dank and dangerous place where detainees are confined in dirty cells infested with vermin. The showers are full of drain flies, black mold, and filth. Now, no one in power can claim ignorance of any of this. There have been multiple lawsuits over conditions at this jail since the 1960s, not to mention the well-publicized scandals. The truth is, conditions at this Baltimore facility are worse than Abu Ghraib. Yet Democrat after Democrat has run this jail and this city for decades, knowing full well how bad things are, and ignored them time and time again.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, folks, last month something really special happened on the show. As part of Mahindra Tractor's Military Appreciation Program, they gave a brand new tractor to one very deserving listener who had served our country. This month, my friends at Mahindra Tractors are serving you with special Dealer Days savings. How special? Well, how about nearly $5,000 cash back when you combine Power Package savings and the Mahindra Pride Program? Or enjoy zero interest for an incredible 84 months. And don't forget Mahindra's 5-year warranty. So get the savings you deserve and care for the land that you love with the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp was among those at the University of Texas to watch Governor Abbott sign a package of higher education bills. The governor launched his $4 billion university research initiative.
Some of it will be going directly to the researchers as they bring their great minds and great ideas.
$3 billion will go towards facilities and another $1 billion on top talent. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan says Texas A&M and the university system did very well in the just-completed Texas legislative session. One example is the system's Texas Transportation Institute is getting $5 million to service debt on a $65 million program called the Center for Infrastructure Renewal.
I think what it's going to do is give them the ability to do some more research on materials that are used in highways. That's my understanding. They think they can save a lot of money on materials and maybe recycling asphalt, which I know they're already doing to some degree, but maybe there's some other way that they can do that and come out well. Hopefully for not only materials that will last longer, but maybe be safer too.
Bills were also passed allowing the flagship campus to issue more than $210 million in tuition revenue bonds for new buildings. Rainey was also pleased with reducing the business franchise tax.
We are going to have, I think, a 25% reduction in the franchise tax. I think that's important. I would like to see the franchise tax leave, but we got to find some other way of finding that money, same money.
Also passing was a budget rider requiring state revenue going to Blinn College be spent based on student contact hours taken in Bryan and Brenham. And later this year, two Brazos County residents will be named to Blinn's Board of Trustees. The next time you're on Highway 6 or another major highway, it's possible TxDOT is tracking your movements by picking up your cell phone with Bluetooth readers.
The purpose? To count cars on the highway and determine travel times. But TxDOT critic Terry Hall says it's data mining, and just like the NSA, Americans don't like being spied on by the government.
To do this involuntarily, covertly, without the consent of the individual, it's dangerous.
TxDOT's Veronica Byer says there's no way what is called the anonymous wireless address matching system can be traced to your phone, and they don't know where you came from or where you're going, just how long it took you to get from one point to another. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
After disaster hits, there come stories of communities coming together and neighbors lending a hand. When flooding in the San Marcos area postponed a youth soccer tournament, College Station became that neighbor.
The South Texas Youth Soccer Association was hosting their state finals tournament when heavy rains forced them to call it quits after only a few games.
It was definitely unfortunate because they'd been working through working all season, all the players and teams to get to that point.
J.D. Wood, College Station's tourism manager, says when Stisa reached out for help, they didn't hesitate. Good weather made Veterans Park the first site choice, and had bad weather rolled through, CSISD and Texas A&M Rec Sports volunteered their turf fields.
I would tell you very conservatively, you're looking at 1,800 visitors to College Station Saturday and Sunday, coming in town, staying in our hotels, coming to our restaurants, just enjoying the, you know, Aggie way of life and seeing what everything that College Station has to offer, and really seeing that it's the diamond in the rough that we tell everybody about.
Wood says the entire community came together to make the tournament possible. Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
For the second time in 3 years, a College Station man is arrested for possessing hundreds of pictures of child pornography. 61-year-old James Daves Peterson was released in February after serving 5 months in prison and placed on 10 years probation following an arrest in 2013. According to the arrest report, after failing a lie detector test, Peterson met his probation officer and College Station police Wednesday afternoon at a storage unit. That's where authorities found 172 pages containing 471 photos of children ranging in age from infants to 12 years old. Peterson was arrested on 10 new possession counts and is jailed in lieu of bonds totaling $100,000. There are devoted followers to many programs on our Bryan Broadcasting family of stations. One of those celebrates a milestone this weekend.
Ronnie Orsica, who began Check Polka Time in March 1998, is hosting his 900th show.
I wasn't counting or anything like that, but it's been a rather interesting hobby, needless to say.
His love for Czech polkas and waltzes go back to his youth.
Growing up in this community there, we'd go to the little local dance hall, like the SBGST Hall, and headed in Bryan. We would go, parents would bring us, you know, and they'd take all of those kids. We'd get placed underneath the tables, make little tents out of it. We could hear the music, and just with our Czech heritage and background, it's just I just devoted interest in the music.
While his audience is getting older, Ronnie says younger musicians are carrying on their parents' legacies.
One of the local bands that's, I say it's local, it's out of Ennis, Texas, but a couple of those kids are going to A&M. They are part of a band that is playing Czech music as far as polkas and waltzes. Their dads were part of a band.
Czech Polka Time can be heard Saturday mornings at 10:05 and Sunday afternoons at 4:05 on 1510 AM. and online at KAGC1510.com and with the Radio Aggieland app.
This is Ronnie Hortchesis saying have a great day today. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thanks for listening. Spotty Boham.
Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
And to clarify, you can listen to KAGC 1510 on the station's website at RadioAggieland.com and with the TuneIn app. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 72 degrees. This look at the news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news on the way at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
For over 33 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high-quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos for 14 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships throughout the Brazos Valley for over 33 years.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Zihuatanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
The Cherry Rufino team, whether you are a first-time home buyer or entering retirement, let us be part of your real estate dreams. Go to CherryRufino.com.
Always considered their favorite score, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel contains one of Broadway's most important scores with such timeless hits as You'll Never Walk Alone and If I Loved You. Don't miss the theater company's production of this classic masterpiece as Carousel runs two weekends starting June 5th. Carousel is underwritten by Worth and Laura Nowlin and Clockwork Games and Events. Purchase tickets online now at theatercompany.com. The Theater Company, behind Joann Fabrics and the Tejas Center.
Good morning. It's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
Sunshine and warm right through the weekend as high pressure remains in place across the region. All that sun today leading to a high right around 90. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will fall back to 70. Sunshine again tomorrow. We're very warm. Highs will be 90 to 95 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy with a low around 70. On Sunday, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine. High temperatures on Sunday are going to be around 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, our team gets squeezed down to themselves, and they focus on each other. And
that's Coach Childers talking about A&M baseball as they get ready to hit the road, and one of the reasons they've had such a good road record. We'll have more on the Super Regionals, also the NBA playoffs, Bombers baseball, all coming up in sports here in about 11 minutes.
Oh, man, the NBA playoffs. You that is just
knock it
awesome.
Off. You knock it off.
The most cursed sports city in America.
Cleveland, 51 years.
Well, yeah, you know, that's number one. Matter of fact, I was looking at if they took all the major professional sports and they looked at it from that point of view, again, Cleveland's number one no matter what, but there have been 147 seasons, if you will, football, basketball, baseball, and hockey. Been 147 seasons since their last title. They're number one. Worst thing is they wake up in Cleveland.
Fair enough.
Number two is Atlanta. Number three is Buffalo. Number four is San Diego. At least you get to wake up in San Diego.
Oh, man, San Diego's yeah. Nice.
But Houston. Houston came in at number 11.
Oh, wow.
Houston came in at number 11. And I think the 1986 National League Championship Series, which was a great series.
So, wait, Cleveland is number one?
Yeah, they're number one.
They can win for losing.
11. Yeah, over. Yes, exactly. Houston went from clutch city to choke city. Just saying. So, while we're talking about that, a video consulting company called ClearLeap finds that most sports fans watch the game on a big screen. Study says that 87% of fans prefer to watch sports via a traditional broadcast or a cable connection, and about half of them never download a sports app. Just 2% watch via smartphones. You can't watch an athletic event on a smartphone.
You can watch a highlight.
You can watch a highlight, but you can't watch a game. And if you'll remember, that Sony came out with the Watchman. First was the Walkman. Then they came out with the Watchman, which was a little television. Those about, you know, 2 inches by 2 inches. Well, you know, how is that going to help you? And you're not going to get perfect reception back then. This is obviously long before the higher definition cameras. Anyhow, just 2% watch via smartphones. Fans of the big three, that'd be baseball, basketball, and football, less likely to use streaming devices than the fans of the less network-saturated sports. About 46% of sports fans don't use authenticated services at all because, number one, they don't know about them, or number two, they don't know how to do it. So, just saying. At some point, you do go backwards in technology. To wit, maybe paper coupons are a smarter way to save money than downloading those things on your device. Consumers who use digital coupons both shop more and spend more than the average shopper, according to the Digital Coupon Redeemer Shopper Trends. They reported that heavy digital coupon users shop about 47% more often than the average shopper, and they spend about $6,000 on groceries, household goods alone. That's over 100% more than the average bear out there, the regular shopper. But I guess, you know, if you're, I don't know, if you're that digitally connected, are you possibly more affluent? Can we draw that conclusion?
Maybe.
Is that fair? I mean, I'm not sure, but it could be. For those of you who are digitally connected, you know, the way that you type in things when you're in a search engine does really matter.
Yeah.
And so some things that you might remember, every word matters. You might think leaving out an A or the has no impact, but it does. Search for WHO, like WHO, and the World Health Organization probably comes to the top of the list. If you search a WHO, you get Horton Hears a WHO. So, and if you type in the WHO, then you get, obviously, the rock band.
Horton Hears a.
Them too. The word order matters as well. And, you know, you think about that. You switch those around because you don't get the results that you want. Blue sky and sky blue, two completely different things. Capitalization and punctuation does not really matter. And spelling matters, but thank God Google corrects it for us.
Oh, man, that's the best dictionary I've come across.
Oh, yeah.
Because just start typing the first few letters. Oh, they're I before you. Okay.
But and, you know, what they should put on there is, did you mean stupid? But they do. That helps us out. That's how we get so much smarter. Story from the Chicago police today say a suspect chewed through the squad car seatbelt trying to escape.
Wow! Yeah. That's impressive.
Lashton Stuckey. That's a cool
great
name.
Wow. Too.
Yeah, 33 years old, arrested Monday for allegedly selling heroin, placed in the squad car, driven to the police station. But during the drive, police say that Mr. Stuckey chewed through his restraints and caused hundreds of dollars worth of damage. His excuse? He didn't want to miss his son's birthday party. Oh, never mind that little being arrested for drugs thing. Anyway, charged with two counts of possession of a controlled substance, a count of criminal damage as well. Oh, and by the way, he did not make the party. Did not make the party.
I'm just impressed he could chew through a seatbelt.
I guess so.
That's something.
Speaking of chewing through anything, the city of Covington, Kentucky, trading in their lawnmowers for goats.
Hey.
Yeah. They approved the use of live goats to eat overgrown grass in certain parts of town instead of using the mowers. So far, the goats have been deployed in Goble Park. If all goes well, they could be used in other areas around Covington. A spokesperson said it could take up to a month for the goats to eat the current section of grass that they're working on. But see, now, is that fast enough? I mean, is that going to work?
Buy more goats.
Well, do you like that? So, yeah, I suppose so.
And then cabritos in the fall.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Hey. Montana police pulled over a car full of bees.
I saw that.
State trooper responded to a call about a reckless driver near Missoula whose car was loaded with bees. The trooper first got the call. He thought, yeah, right. He pulled the vehicle over. He discovered 5 beehives and thousands of angry bees inside. The driver explained that he transported his bees like that all the time and that they're really not dangerous at all. Right after that, the driver got stung.
His face exploded.
Yeah. Since he technically was not breaking the law, police let him go. Officials did post photos of the incident, however, on their Facebook page.
Oh, I thought they got him for, like, reckless driving or
inappropriate driving or something. Yeah, I can certainly understand that the improper use of a vehicle. You can always do that one. That always works out. All right, 746.
When every step you take hurts.
Oh, my aching feet.
It's time to call Brazos Valley Foot Care. For over 30 years, the podiatrists at Brazos Valley Foot Care have been successfully treating foot and ankle problems. You'll receive the information needed to make the best choices about caring for your feet and ankles. Take the first step to relief. Visit Brazos Valley Foot Care in their new location, 3312 Longmire Drive in College Station, next to Liberty Dialysis. For more info, click BrazosValleyFootCare.com or call 776-6060.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Every father I meet has the same goal. They want to be a good dad, but how do you know when you've done it? Parenting can be tough, and it isn't always easy to tell whether or not you're doing a good job. Those are the times when you need a moment to hold on to. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. A while back, my son Trent and I were on a father-son retreat. One night, we all sat around the campfire, and the boys were given the chance to honor their fathers. Trent talked about how much he loved me and how much he knew I loved and cared for him. Then, as we wrapped up, he said this, "My life would have no meaning without you as my father." Boom! That was a moment. And that in itself would have been enough. But as we walked back to our sleeping bags, Trent said, "Dad, I said all that stuff off the cuff. Some of the boys took time to prepare a speech. I thought I'd just tell you what I was thinking." What a blessing! That was a moment I'll hold on to forever, especially when Trent reverts to behaving like a normal teenager. But what made my son's comments extra special to me is that they were the result of the relational investment I'd started making in him the day he was born. And just like you, I'm not always confident in how well I do as a dad. But if we keep moving forward and learn and grow each day, we'll encounter moments that prove it's all worthwhile. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's lawn mowing season, and Kairos Truck Center can help you spend a lot more time doing things you want to do. Hi, this is David from Kairos Truck Center, and all the rain we're having means a lot of mowing time this spring and summer. At Kairos Truck Center, we have a wide selection of zero-turn mowers by Hustler, Ferris, and Cub Cadet. And we can save you hundreds of dollars right now before the peak season hits. I know you don't want to think about mowing your grass, but I can have you ready to go and save you a lot of money with a little planning. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:51, and we'll start you off with an away game that may, for the Aggies, feel more like a home game. The Aggies have had a good record on the road so far this year, but due to a mistake by one of the TCU boosters tweeting out an online ticket passcode, Aggies waded into their website and scooped up a lot of the season ticket holders' pre-sale tickets for the Super Regionals. All games were sold out yesterday by noon, and they suspect most of them went to maroon and white-clad folks. That being said, the Aggies are embarking on their sixth NCAA Super Regional as they head to Fort Worth to take on number four TCU and the Horned Frogs. Both teams fight it out through the loser's bracket this past weekend to make it to their respective regionals in advance. Like I said earlier, the Aggies have been pretty good on the road, and Coach Childress attributes a lot of that success to the fact that it's a tight-knit group.
You know, our team gets squeezed down to themselves, and they focus on each other, and they play awful loose. And, you know, the setting on the road hasn't affected them in the least in the places that we've been. It's just all been about them and the team and going and playing good baseball.
Maroon and White searching for their third Super Regional title, the other coming in 99 and 2011. Saturday, we'll start things off for you at 2. Sunday is at 1:15. Monday, still TBA, and all of it is on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone, 102.7 FM. For the third time in as many nights, the Bombers generated momentum late to propel themselves to victory. After falling behind 6-1 early, the Bombers battled back in the sixth and tied the game. Generals went ahead again in the seventh with a one-run lead, and the Bombers came back with a four-run bottom of the eighth to win 10-7. Bombers infielder Sebastian Zuada kicked things off with an RBI single to lead the eighth inning rally and explain the at-bat.
I already faced the guy two innings before, and he was throwing a slider, and it's pretty good low slider, so I was looking for something up. His fastball wasn't working low in the zone, so anything up I was waiting to pull the trigger on, and he just gave me a pitch up and got after it.
The Bombers will wrap up this series in homestand before heading out on the road for the first time this season tonight. Pregame at 6:45, first pitch at 7:05 with our very own Zach Taylor. Also on the Zone. In the NBA Championship Finals, Game 1.
All the Warriors have to do is get it across the timeline, and Game 1 goes to Golden State.
Golden State Warriors held Cleveland without a point until there was 8 seconds left in overtime, outscoring the Cavs 10-2 in the extra session to win the NBA Final opener, 108-100, despite 44 points from LeBron James. Steph Curry led the Warriors with 26, and the backcourt mate Klay Thompson added 21 for Golden State. Here's Curry's breakdown of the overtime period.
On offense, you're going to be able to spread everybody out. I was able to get to the free throw line a couple times, and then the ball started to move, and we've got some open shots. H3, the big rebound. A big three-point in the corner, open the game up, and they scored 2 points in that overtime, so that's huge.
Warriors will host Game 2 Sunday night. In Major League Baseball, Sin Shu Chu's single sent the Texas Rangers to a 2-1 win over the Chicago White Sox. Texas is in KC tonight. They'll start that one off at 7:05. Adam Jones had a solo dinger in the eighth and lifted the Baltimore Orioles to a 3-2 win over the Houston Astros. Jones has 5 hits in the last 2 games following an 0-for-12 slump. Stroh skip A.J. Hinch is still pleased, though, with his squad.
It's hard to be disappointed when you win 3 out of 4. It's hard to be disappointed when you have a winning homestand. These guys have been going at it and coming through in a lot of instances. Obviously, we want to be perfect or as close to perfect as we can, and so missed opportunities still hurt.
Houston heads to Canada. They'll take on the Toronto Blue Jays tonight. First pitch there at 6:05. In other Astros news, the Astros have announced plans for a proposed renovation to center field at Minute Maid Park that would remove Towles Hill and shorten the distance in center field from 436 feet to 409. As it stands right now, center field is the longest and largest center field in Major League Baseball. Moving to 409 would still have it as the sixth biggest part of the stadium in the country. Towles Hill, named after a former longtime team executive, Tal Smith, and removing it Bringing the fences in center field would allow the Astros to add 3 new bars, 4 food locations, and the first field-level seating area at Minute Maid Park. From ESPN.com, North Carolina's long-running academic fraud scandal now includes 5 charges from the NCAA, including a lack of institutional control. The school released a 59-page notice of allegations from the NCAA, and the charges were more broad-based than focused on individual sports, with the NCAA regarding academic irregularities more closely. And finally, Saturday's women's final at the French Open will pit top seed Serena Williams against Lucy Safarova. Williams is 8-0 in her career against Safarova, and she aims for career Grand Slam win 20. And that's your sports brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
At a time of loss, the last thing you want is for your loved one to be transported to and from out-of-town facilities. Callaway Jones Funeral Home is the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory. At Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, your family member will be cared for in a local facility by people you know and trust. When you choose Callaway Jones, you're not hiring a subcontractor. You're hiring a friend. Callaway Jones, locally and family-owned for 5 generations. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jamie with Weicker & Associates. And Jamie, you're brand new to them, but not brand new to here. How long have you been with Weicker & Associates first?
Just a couple of days.
And how long have you been here in the Brazos Valley?
Well, actually, I was born and raised here. Both sides of my grandparents, as well as both sides of my wife's grandparents, were born and raised in the area.
Bryan, Arkansas, which school?
Bryan High School. I'm a Viking.
So what moved you from wherever you were to start working with Jen?
I really like the concept that Jen and their team has come up with. I really like the ideas that there are so many aspects in a real estate transaction that it is tough for one person to be a specialist and a professional at each one. This way, each person can do exactly what they're good at and what they're a specialist at. And myself, I'm a community and showing specialist. So I feel like I got a lot to bring to the table for them.
Best of luck. For more, go to zarealestate.com.
Welcome to the season that dreams are made of. The stars have aligned for a positively enchanting new Opus season. The main stage lineup features Beauty and the Beast, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, Million Dollar Quartet, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Disney in Concert, magical music from the movie.